Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
What's poppin', congregation? It's your girl, Scam Goddess, and we're back with another edition of the show, Scam Goddess. It's your girl, Lacey Mosley, and say it with me. I'm super excited. I know you're saying it with me in your cars and your homes and in the bathtub where you hide to avoid your children while you're on lockdown. I'm super excited to have this guest. Guys, you loved him in the last season of Search Party. I know I did. And you can hear him on Earwolf, his own podcast, Urgent Care. Guys, I have Joel Kim Booster.
Oh my God. Hello, Lacey.
Hi.
I am so excited to be here. I popped a Vyvanse. I have my iced coffee.
I am focused.
Feeling vibrating into a different dimension right now. I'm ready to make a podcast.
That's where I want people to be. I want them to have coffee and Vyvanse and just be so focused. No, I'm kidding. You can totally roam all over the place. Some people love it. Some people hate it when we go on tangents, but it is what it is, y'all. Guys.
As a listener of the podcast, I like the tangents, okay? That's what podcasts are for.
See, that's what I thought too, but some people think this is like real true crime, when I'm like,
this is not homework
crime, okay? I'm not going
to. Yeah.
You'll learn something. You could tell your friends at a dinner party, but listen, bitch, I'm not about to be over here giving you a dissertation.
Yeah.
I'm not Sarah Koenig.
The scam is that you listened to an entire podcast and only got 20 minutes of real facts, okay? The rest of it is just us chatting. You're
that
listening to a
scam.
Podcast called Scam Goddess, okay?
You should expect
Get
to be
with
scammed
it.
Every episode. Mm-hmm. You are absolutely
every
right,
episode.
Joel. Wait, so do you have any relationship with scams? Have you ever been scammed?
I do. You know, I've definitely been scammed, but I feel like I am a millennial and our generation, please don't tell me you're Gen Z.
No, I'm a millennial.
Okay, thank God. I would have had to leave
but
the chat.
But thank you, though.
If that was...
You thought
you
I was like
know.
A really, really
I mean,
young hoe. I'm a young hoe, but not a really big young hoe.
I'm a young hoe as well. But as a millennial, I think our generation is like the scam generation. Like, did you read Gia Toledano's book, Trick Mirror? She has an entire chapter in that book about how our generation like has really uplifted the scam into sort of the mainstream discourse and made it sort of like,
really?
We love scams.
We
love scams. We've been forced to do scams. Like one of the earliest, and some of these aren't scams, they're just straight up crimes. But like I remember in college, like I used to constantly shoplift Mucinex by putting it into my breast pocket and walking out of the store because I didn't have health insurance and couldn't afford healthcare when I was sick.
And
that was like
expensive.
It's expensive. Yeah. And you know, I'm asthmatic. I have chronic bronchitis. I needed that medicine and I couldn't get any through the doctor and I had very little money in my bank account. And so I had to go to the Kroger and I had to shoplift Mucinex. And did I get arrested for it? Yes, I did.
What?
And was I radicalized by that experience? Yes, I was. So that's like an early crime/scam. Another one later on, also in college. So I worked at Family Video for 4 years. I don't know if you're familiar.
A moment.
Family Family Video is mostly in the Midwest, and it's a blockbuster mom and pop sort of situation, which, by the way, Family Video was known in the Midwest because it was Blockbuster, but it had a porn section.
Yes.
Which is amazing. Inclusivity. And that's literally the sort of the line that we were supposed to give if people asked how could we be called Family Video and had porn. And it's because we cater to every member of the family.
We have horny members of the family, okay?
Even the uncle who isn't invited for Christmas, okay? There was a man who would take a taxi cab in the middle of Decatur, Illinois, which is not a place you take taxis, every Sunday, and he would rent 13 porns and then return the 13 that he had rented the week before. And boy, what a life. Just right. Cycling through 13 porns every week.
Look, he got a routine, okay? 2.5 porns a day. 2 porns a day. Yeah, like 2 porns
a
day.
That's a lot.
And then on Sunday, just 1 porn.
Some of them are like 2.5 hours long. It's incredible.
He's a film
but
buff.
We all at the Family Video would check out movies for free and just ring them up as kids' movies because kids' movies were free. So we would just like any movie, we would just ring it up as a kids' movie for ourselves. And I, one time, after years, 4 years of service, 4 years of service to that fucking company, I checked out the movie Rachel Getting Married, and I checked it out as a kid's movie, and the person that I was working with ratted me out. He narked on me. And after 4 years, 4 years of service for renting out a dollar movie for free, they fired my ass unceremoniously, which is outrageous.
It's absolutely outrageous. Ridiculous.
I mean, is it outrageous that I couldn't spend a dollar to rent Rachel Getting Married? Maybe. But at the end of the day,
you lost your job for Rachel Getting Married.
I lost my job. And you know, I still own it. I still own that movie. I think it's great.
I'm glad you took it with you. If they're going to fucking fire you, oh, bitch, you're never getting Rachel back. You'll never know if she gets married or no. Okay. Yes. And also, shout out to your hater employer friend. Like, that's
I know.
What do you gain from that?
Literally nothing. And I remember I Facebook messaged him. I was like, what the fuck? Like, why would you rat me out for that? And his response was literally, he was like, well, like, you put me in a really awful position. Like, what was I supposed to do in that situation but rat you out? And it was like, not say anything and let me enjoy the, you know, comic stylings of Anne Hathaway in peace, you stupid motherfucker. So that was another one. And then I think the greatest scam I ever pulled was, you know, wage theft is like a huge problem in this country. Like, it is like the biggest robbery. Like, companies are stealing unpaid overtime from employees. They're not paying employees what they need. But when I worked for Groupon in Chicago, I sort of did the reverse of that. I worked in customer service at Groupon, and I worked quote unquote like 45 hours a week for them, but in actuality I was writing screenplays and not doing any work at all. Like, truly wrote most of like my like art at job. I would steal LaCroix. I would steal LaCroix by the handful.
Is
I would
that
steal
even
pop
stealing?
Chips by the handful.
Everyone,
I mean,
deserves LaCroix if they work at a modern job.
Like, at a startup? Yeah. You steal the LaCroix. But I mean, you're not supposed to take them home. Like, I would literally bring a tote bag and fill it up with LaCroix and pop chips. And some nights, that's all I'd have for dinner was LaCroix and pop chips, because it was not cheap. Living
right.
in Chicago at the time as a 22-year-old. It was not an easy situation to live alone. And I remember, like, I was paying, like, $500 in rent. And at the time, I was like, this is outrageous. I don't know how I'm going to get by. And
yeah.
Now to think back at that time, I'm like, wow, if only I were paying $500 for rent.
I fucking wish. Also, it's crazy to me that you were working there full-time and you were still like, I have this $500 rent. This is a struggle. Like, they owed you all the pop chips. I feel like at that point, you need to be rolling the refrigerator out the door every night. Like, no, I'm going to just take this.
Well, the reason I was like still struggling is because I got scammed by the biggest scam in the entire country, which is private student loan sharks.
Woo!
Yeah. I was paying like 3 times my rent in student loans for like upwards of 10 years outside after
God
college. Like, truly.
Damn. Yeah, those people are thugs too. Like, they will come to your home. Like, you really have to pay them. They will call you constantly. I have student loan numbers saved in my phone. It's on auto pay now and it hurts me. but
that hurts.
I haven't saved in my phone.
What did you get a degree in, though, at least?
I have a marketing degree, and I actually didn't pay for the degree. The scam was I actually got like a free semester of college, too, in Europe. I scammed my college so hard. I worked for financial aid when I was there because I was like, this is where the coins is at, so let me get in here. And I wasn't stealing like that one black man. I'll talk about him one day on the podcast because I love him. There was a black man at Howard who was just stealing everybody's financial aid and flexing on the gram. And he's a king. He's a king. But no, so I worked in financial aid. I would give tours. I would do admission stuff. So then I was real cool with the admission people. I already had a... When I went to the University of Pittsburgh, they called me and they were like, oh, you're going to get a partial scholarship. And I was like, oh, cute. And my mom was like, not cute. And she called back and she was like, give her the whole thing. And she shook them down. She was like, she's black. She's gifted. Give her the whole thing.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is both those things. Love that. I don't have a diploma. Wait, I'm gonna show you something.
Wait, oh my gosh. Joel is getting up. I'm very curious to see what he is about to show me. What is this?
Podcasting, famously a visual medium.
You know.
But this is, this is my, like, diploma, like, holder. And inside is a bill. There is no diploma inside the diploma holder.
What?
It is a bill. Because this is maybe the only real scam that I have done in my life. So when I was in college, I would park where students aren't supposed to park. And they'd put like a big sticker on your windshield. And it would tell you that they added like a $60 ticket to your bill.
Your tuition?
Yeah, your student account or whatever. And what I would do is I would peel off that sticker, and then every time I would park again, I would just put the sticker back on my windshield so it looked like someone had already gotten to me and ticketed me. And so I only ever got, like, they only ever caught on a couple times. Like, I would re-up the sticker every time they'd catch. And so I managed to park for free at my school for a long time just by getting, like, one $60 ticket. But when I graduated, they're like, we're not giving you your diploma until you pay the $60 parking ticket. And I was like, oh, well, I don't need a diploma. I got a degree in fucking theater, okay?
Right.
Like, nobody at the fucking Steppenwolf Theater is asking to see the degree, honey, okay?
Right, and you got it. You got the full education. Yeah. Also, I fucking wish there was a meter maid at my college. I would beat them. Like, we would have to beat them up. Like, I feel like we would have to start a social club at the university that was just like, we followed a meter maid and we beat them up. And that's our extracurricular, because, like, the fuck?
Terrible. But yeah, 10 years later, still don't have a diploma, still don't really care.
You have the holder.
Like, I have the holder and I have the career, honey.
Yes.
That's what matters.
It does.
Okay? I don't need the diploma. Theater degrees are a scam. You want to talk about a scam? Theater degrees are the fucking scam.
They're very expensive. And then it's like, you got to go be poor afterwards. That's why I went to a college where I got full tuition scholarship. I did get a tiny loan for housing, which I shouldn't have done. I should have just got a job. But my parents were like, don't work. Then they were like, okay, we'll pay half of your loan off. I was like, y'all supposed to pay all this. Y'all said I was a black American princess. Where are the rest of the money at? But it's fine. I love my parents. They're wonderful. They did support me while I was a struggling ass actor until I was 26. So that's pretty old to be getting money from your family. I'll be honest with y'all. I'm not going to lie, because I think a lot of people assume because I'm black that I grew up poor, and I'd be scamming them. Like, when I was in college, I would go to, like, I have a marketing degree. I would go to my finance classes looking real tore up. And I'd be like, I just really need to keep this scholarship, Professor Jones. Please.
They bump it up from a D to a B.
Right. I'm like, all's my life I has to fight. They're like, are you quoting The Color Purple? I'm like, yeah. Meanwhile, I came from the suburbs and, like, definitely did not have to fight anybody. But hey, other than the police. But guys, let's get into the first segment. You have some good scams. You are a scammer, Joel.
Thank you.
Sometimes I have to figure it out along the way with people, or some people are like, I feel like I'm a mark, or I have too much empathy. But, like, you are, like, an amazing scammer. Like, I
appreciate it. Coming from you, that's high praise. High praise and honor.
I appreciate it, because you made it happen. Through all the obstacles, you were like, no, I'm going to have the things. And that's what scammers do.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But now you're legit. Like, so.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm legit. I mean, here's the thing. Like, when you grow up, I did not grow up with money. And so, like, I learned from my mother. Mostly. I mean, she's a good Christian woman. She wasn't doing like scams. She certainly wouldn't call them scams, but there was a lot of like returning things after they had been used several times. You know, there was a lot of saving receipt based scams. I would call them like, if you lived in my house, as long as the receipt was saved, you could return something a year from the date, as long as the receipt was there.
Your mom was a survivor. Your mom was a hustler. That's what that was.
She worked at a department store, and people who work at department stores are damaged afterwards, okay? Damaged people. Have you ever seen a Zara changing room attendant that you didn't want to save? I mean, they're all so harried and stressed out. Every single one of them.
I worked at the bootleg Abercrombie. It's called...
What's that?
It's called Aeropostale.
Aeropostale, yes. That is when you were too poor to go to Abercrombie. You got Aeropostale.
And we do the price marketing where it's like they marked everything up 40% just so that they could take it off and say that there was a sale. So everything was always on sale in the store. So you always got to feel like it was Abercrombie prices, but it was cheaper. So you got to feel like you were scamming. Boy, oh boy, that clothes was trash.
I got some... pastel polo shirts from Aeropostale still bumping around somewhere in my closet.
Same.
I'm sure of it.
That's interesting. One day I'll do an episode on loss prevention at stores, because I've learned a lot, because one of my friends is like very high up in the retail chain, and boy oh boy do they be robbing them stores. And you know you can just rob stores. I didn't even know that. They can't chase after you.
Really?
Yes. You could just go in the store and be like, la da dee da. Like, the only stores you shouldn't do that in are, damn, I should not be telling y'all this. I'm going to go to jail. Is like stores with security guards. Because they have a security guard, the second you walk out the store, they can tackle you. But if there's no one, then you can just be in there like, la da dee da. Like, literally just picking shit up.
The one, yeah, just like some little teenage girl in a jean skirt is not going to stop you from stealing.
No. And I remember when I worked there, my old manager used to work at a Rainbow, and she was like, yeah, I chased these thefts, these people who were stealing from us into the parking lot. I said, oh, bitch, I would not die for Rainbow. Y'all,
why? Yeah.
Y'all crazy.
Why would you care? Why, if you were some middle manager at a Rainbow, why the fuck would you care? If
you've been brainwashed by
Rainbow?
Capitalism. It's a scam.
Yeah, babe. That's the truth.
But guys, let's get into our first segment, Hot in Fraud. This is where I'm going to tell Joel about some things that are popping in the fraud industry right now, and I'll just get his opinion. So today we're talking about coronavirus fraud surges. And this summer, the girls have been trying to buy hot tubs. So in July, there was a surge in hot tub sales, and people looked to buy a hot tub to make their long lockdown days a bit more comfortable. I'm like, hot tub? It's a
just,
hot
tub. Just take a bath. Yeah.
Right. Baths are horrible. It's just like you cooking yourself. Like, mm-hmm. I'm trying to like it, but it's not my thing. Mm-mm. So
I don't find hot tubs to be sexy either. People are always talking about wanting to have sex in hot tubs, and it is not, I don't know how it is for you folk, but for gay men, like, it is not conducive to gay sex. It really is not.
No.
Like,
sex
water,
and water
is not lube.
Is not
it
conducive
is uncomfortable.
For
anybody. No, it is not enjoyable.
No, I speaking as someone who has not tried, but maybe has, it's not great. So basically, they were trying to buy these hot tubs, but unfortunately, many of those customers had to cancel their hot tub plans when they found out they had been scammed by buying products that never existed. So one, how do you buy a hot tub online? I feel like that's something you don't buy online.
Well, I think everybody thinks that because of Corona, you can buy anything online now. I think that they just think, like, of course you... your initial instinct is that's something you need to see.
Right.
But I think, like, everybody's like, well, the world has changed, so it has to change for me and the things that I want, which is a hot tub. And they're wrong.
Like, what are the other things that you really should not be buying online right now? I'm trying to think. Like,
well, like, you can buy, I keep seeing these commercials for, like, cars. They're trying to convince people to buy cars online now, mm-hmm. and they'll deliver it to your house. And it's like, have you ever looked at a car online and then gone to the lot and seen it and been like, yes, this is the one for me? No, like, that's just a recipe for disaster.
Right. But people are doing it because the company is still afloat. I see it every time I see the commercial. I say, who's doing that? Who is doing that? It must be a big drug front or something. Like, we need to figure out what's going on with cars online. Cars online, houses online. Like, you got to go see the house, right? At least once. We'll get into that.
Everybody's buying. Everybody's buying right now. It is not a seller's market.
Nope. It's a, for the first time,
a seller's market. It's right. Not a buyer's market.
For the first time, I feel like a horrible capitalist because I'm like, is this going to get worse? I hope it gets worse because I'm trying to get something. Oh God, but not coronavirus, but just like the economy. So also, just like Hot Tub Fraud, people were buying Nintendo Switches, kittens, rental properties, and cars that don't exist. So we just talked about cars. Who buying a cat online? Like, they just dropped the cat off? I need to see if the cat has good vibes.
Yeah, chemistry is everything with cats. With any pet, really. You want to see, like, because cats, this is the thing with, I'm a cat person more than a dog person, but I want a cat that doesn't care if I live or die, that leaves me alone, that like is on its own journey in life, doesn't need much from me. And a lot of these cats these days that they're making are like dogs. They want attention. They're following you around the house. They're all up in your business. And I don't want to, like, the whole point of a cat is that it barely notices that you're there.
Right. That when you die, it might snack on your face.
Yeah.
That's in,
within 3 days. That's fun fact. A dog, if you die alone in a house with a dog, it will take weeks before the dog will begin to eat you and it'll start at your fingers. If you die alone in a house with a cat, it'll take 3 days and it'll start at your face. Okay.
Which is so disrespectful. Like, you can't even leave me cute for the casket.
It's a closed casket. It's a closed casket if you own a cat.
The FYI, guys, if y'all buy y'all cats online, you got to make sure you at least get one who's going to wait a few days so your friends who fuck with you can come check on your ass.
Yeah, that's like one too many Ambien. Like, one too long of a sleep and you're in trouble.
Right, and you will not be cute in the casket. And I need to be a bad bitch in the casket. Like, I want them to have, not only I want the casket to be open, I want people to be tempted to touch. Like, I need there to be a sign that's like, don't touch her. She
beat to the gods, contoured.
Yes.
I want my cheekbones sticking out of the grave. That's how sharp I want them to look.
Like, did he get plastic surgery after death? Like, what is this postmortem?
That is something I would like. Actually, you know what I really want, Lacey? Is, you know, you can get turned into a diamond now.
Yes.
You can get cremated
and
turned into a diamond. That is what I want. I want to be turned into a diamond, and I want to make my offspring promise that they will propose with me, with my compressed body.
This is my dad. Wear him. No, here's the thing, though. It's a bit of a scam because you can't get, like, the body's ashes aren't enough to get a big diamond. So it's, like, really, like, this little, like, chip. Because they have to, like, compress it. Yeah, it's trash. So,
So for me, someone like me, it's going to be an even tinier chip.
Because I'm
It's
going to so
be so
tiny.
Small.
I'm
so small. My diamond's gonna be so small.
It can be like one of those little chips. I hate those rings. I don't want to say this because I don't want to offend nobody with one of those rings, but I'm gonna say it anyway. You know those rings where they make the diamond like up of tiny little diamonds, like they have a setting and then it's just like lots of little ice chip diamonds, little chips. I hate those.
Yeah, it looks like it looks like the leftovers.
Yeah, but I will say diamond. Those people's marriages probably last the longest. So if you have a little chip diamond.
Yeah, because you know it's about love.
It is. It's definitely about love.
It's definitely about love.
And that's what it should be about, but I'm trash. So also, increased working from home has led to a spike in fake calls from payroll departments and internet service providers asking for personal information. That's a good one. So now they're calling you at your house like, hey, it's us from payroll from your job. You know where you work at. Anyways, we need your social... It's us from employment.
I will tell you, if I get one of those calls right now, I have an increased amount of time to do that thing where you're just like, but like, where are you from? Like, what's your name again? Can I get your department? I love chatting with those people because just like going down the rabbit hole of them being like, no, we will have to call in the FBI if you don't give me your social security number. And it's like, oh, really? Oh, really?
I had
Stacy.
45-minute talk with a woman who said she was from the Census Bureau because I was being lazy because they sent me all the census stuff. And I was like, well, if y'all gonna call a bitch, I'm gonna just talk to you and tell you what you need to know. And then after a while, I was like, this can't be from the Census Bureau. She was like, do you have any pre-existing conditions? And she asked about diabetes. And I said, no, I don't have diabetes. And she said, do you have any? I was like, she stepped going down the list. I said, no, girl, I don't have no pre-existing conditions. Why are you reading them all? You could just check. No, come on, let's keep it moving. And then I realized she wasn't really with
Census. Think she wanted?
She wanted personal information. So I think she wanted to break me down, like get me comfortable, and then start peppering in questions that would actually give her information that she was asking for.
You should have just been like, girl, I'm on Instagram. They already have it, okay? I'm sure there's like, all of my personal information is out there. I have sold it to Zuckerberg.
Right, same. Like, I tell people this all the time. Like, I took a picture of my booty hole and I sent it to Mark Zuckerberg personally, and he uses it to log into Facebook, and it's fine. So emails have been sent claiming to be from the government, which state the recipient can get a free evaluation for emergency COVID-19 tax relief, but you have to click on the link, and it links you to a site specifically set up to deceive the victims and game their personal information. Duh.
See, I fucking hate this one, though. I really do, because people are actually, like, this is a scam that's punching down. This is a scam that is punching down at people. Like, this is like the hot tub scam. Like, if you have the means and the space to purchase a hot tub online. Amazon... yeah, you're asking for it, all right? You're obviously, you have the money to spare. But people who are, like, actually hurting right now, like, what are you going to scam? You're going to squeeze out the last nothing money that they don't already have? That's why they're clicking on the damn link? Like, it's that.
Yeah,
those
it's
people.
Hurtful. And also, like, I don't even click links anymore. Y'all, stop clicking links when you get a text message. Even from your friends on Instagram, anywhere. I don't click links no more. Like, unless you told me you were sending me a link, or unless your link follows up with, ha ha ha, girl, this funny. Or, like, you know, like, you have to pitch me the link. Literally, somebody sent me a link earlier today from TikTok, but it looked weird. And so I texted her, and I was like, is this a scam? And she was like, no, I really want you to check out this TikTok. It's me, for real. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I clicked it.
That's smart, because sometimes they do shorten those TikTok links, and sometimes, honestly, TikTok is the biggest scam of all, really.
Let's and I love real. It. It's my favorite scam. I was like, TikTok, what y'all want? My retina? You can have it. I can do these dances.
Take it. You think, it's so funny. They want to shut down TikTok because the Chinese government is selling it, and it's like, okay, I'm sorry. I've already given it all of my information away to the white men in this country. Why not some of the Chinese men in that country? Like,
honestly,
they can have it too.
I trust the Chinese men more, and if we're really talking about production value, like, China's done a lot more for my life than the white men in this government. Like, practically everything I own is from there. So they can have some of my shit. That's fine. they
spread
can know
the
where
wealth.
I live. Also, I mean, don't take my arm dances away from me. I love getting on TikTok and doing my arm dances and minimal movements. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. So, other emails purporting to be from the World Health Organization, who says that a recipient should download an attachment which allegedly contains the results of the first human COVID-19 vaccine test. Opening it can result in usernames and passwords being passed on to the fraudsters.
Why would I want to click on a link to tell me the results of the first vaccine? Like, if I need to click on a link to find out if the vaccine works, it's like, no. Like, just, it should be in the body of the email. Does the vaccine work? Yes or no? Why are you taking me to a second location?
We can't tell you until you click on the link.
It's like... But to be honest, I'm first in line. Even the fake vaccine that I'm going to be scammed. I'm going to be scammed so hard. Like, they're going to, like, I don't know what they're going to put in my arm, but
you're
as
gonna
soon
join
as
the
vaccine
test group?
Is. Oh, I am I already signed up for to be in the test, for the vaccine. I said, take me. Take my body. Take my health. I just want to go outside.
See, I'm black, and they have experimented too much on us for too long back
fair.
In the day. So I will be violent. I encourage all of my friends as reparations to go out there and sign up for that COVID test, that COVID vaccine, and let me know how it works. Let me know if it's popping.
Yeah. I'm actually going to follow up email and be like, in fact, you have to pick me because it is reparations.
You got to let some people go before you, though, Joel. You got to get in line and then watch and see what's happening to folks. You can't go, like, absolutely first.
I mean, all I want to do is be out in the club. That's all I want. That's all I want. And if I have to lose an arm to a fake COVID vaccine for that to happen, then by God, I'll do it. I just want
to
bounce.
So I can dance to bounce. Chromatica yes. at the club?
At the club. Rain on me. Rain on me with that vaccine.
Yeah, come on, rain on me with that vaccine. Yes. Well, guys, there's been over 2,300 victims of coronavirus related scams since February. So guys, be careful. Oof. Okay, like if it looks too good to be true, it is. If anybody calls you offering money, they lying. Like, you know what I mean? Just be skeptical. Treat everybody who calls you like a man that you gave, or a man or a woman or a person who gave you, like you gave them an extra chance after they cheated on you, but you're still very suspicious of them all the time. Mm-hmm. But you came back because the sex was good. That's mm-hmm. how you should treat anybody calling you asking for money. You should be like, why you want to give me money? Where were you last night? Why you don't want to give me money last week? Who else you giving money to?
It's never easy to get money from the government. It's always so hard. Like,
and we give them money. We give them money.
We give them money.
And they'd be like, what, you want your money back? For what, bitch? And it's like, because it's mine. Ugh. I can't stand the government. I'm tired of being in this abusive relationship with the government.
I know. End it all. Anarchy. Anarchy goddess.
Anarchy. Well, guys, we'll be right back after a break with some non-scam advertisements.
Scams! I love fashion, okay? But we all know buying the latest and the greatest constantly is a little bit of a scam to the planet, which is why I love Nuuly. It's a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Sometimes you put something on the gram and you can be like, oh, well, it's dead now. Well, with Nuuly, you can keep having fresh fits and you're helping the planet. Try out trending styles, colors, silhouettes, and then you can send it back for something new, okay? Come on, Nuuly. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles for more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing. I know that's right. It's fast, free shipping and returns with professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. Plus, the option to buy whatever you love, which I love that because sometimes I put on a piece and I'm like, it's mine now. So you can buy it from Nuuly. I love using Nuuly because the free shipping, it's really quick, and the pieces are really nice quality. Also, I love that the orders, like when I got mine, it was shipped in a recyclable, reusable tote. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code GODDESS20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code GODDESS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code GODDESS20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Close your eyes. Open your mind. And imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials. Aren't you all of a sudden Diane Keaton walking on a sand beach thinking about your life? Yes, you can get this kind of luxury with unbeatable prices at Quince because they're here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within your grasp, honey. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. Y'all know I have the silk tops. I actually just went back and got the washable silk slip dresses. I got one in red, I got one in cream, and I got one in black because I'm about to be out here stunting in my quiet luxury. Y'all know I love the sweatsuits. I actually went back and got the sweatsuit in blue and pink, and I got the shorts. They got shorts to match with the sweatsuit too, so when it's hot girl summer, I can have my thighs out, but my arms can be warm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hoochies never get cold. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/goddess.
Guys, and we're back, and it's time for my favorite segment of the show, Historic Hoodwinks. This is where I'm going to regale Joel with a infamous caper, and we're going to get his opinions all the way throughout. Today we're talking about surgeon Paolo Macarini. He was revered as a scientific pioneer, a superstar surgeon, and a miracle worker until he was exposed as a con artist. I love the term superstar surgeon. Like, you can be famous. for anything.
You really can. And let it be said that doctors can be anybody. I've been saying this for years. Mm-hmm. I've said it on my own podcast many times. But, like, look at Ben Carson, okay? One of the biggest idiots on the planet.
He could be a doctor and an idiot.
He's a superstar surgeon and an idiot.
Okay? Right, he had that movie, Little Tiny Hands or Tiny Baby Brains. What was it called? Little Baby Brains.
Tiny Hands, Tiny Brains. The Ben Carson Story.
Magical hands, gifted hands. Unbelievable. Someone's yelling at the whatever device that listens to the song right now. I'm not even going to look. No, I will look eventually. But yes, so he was a genius, but also an idiot. So guys, you can diversify. Like, what's his name? Who's an actor? He's also used to be a doctor. What is his name? He was in The Hangover. What is his name?
Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, Bradley Cooper. No. You know what?
Imagine if he was hot and talented and used to be a surgeon. That's too much.
I'm going to do this just to piss y'all off. I'm not going to get either of those. I'm not going to search either of them. Just kidding. My producer's searching them.
Oh, Ken Jeong.
Ken Jeong. So Ken Jeong is a doctor, for real, and an actor, and very funny.
Yes. And very nice. You know?
Oh, is he? Oh, that's not nice.
Let's not forget. He's also very nice.
Well, Chelsea, can you also tell us what Ben Carson's movie was called? Tiny Hands, Little Baby Brains, Little Tiny Surgeon.
Gifted Hands. Gifted Hands. Why were we so fixated on the size? But doesn't it make sense that his hands would be tiny? Like to get into like a rearranged shit, you'd need tiny little raccoon hands. That's
right,
what I picture him.
Right, because if they were meaty, then they'd be all in the way. You couldn't see the little baby brain. Yeah, okay.
I imagine him. Oh my God, in Cuba? It's Cuba? Cuba really? Was young Ben Carson?
Yes, that was not a good choice. Who decided that? Actually, he was good in that movie. I think I liked that movie. I didn't know Ben Carson was going to be trash.
Tiny hands?
Yes. I didn't know Ben Carson was going to be trash, though. But so this is
never have guessed.
Paolo Macchiarini. He was a tiny hands in his own right because he was born in Switzerland, raised in Italy. He dressed in a white lab coat or surgical scrubs. He was handsome, charming, and certainly looked the part of a trustworthy doctor. So, excuse me, Macchiarini. So you're just going out to restaurants and shit in your white coat? Like, what? That's how they should have known he was a scammer.
This sounds like a high-end white version of that kid, that teenager who passed himself off as a doctor.
Oh, Dr. Love.
Dr. Love. He is, yes. I mean, I would rather have Dr. Love, honestly, than this Paolo.
Hilarious.
I don't even know his full story yet, but I already know that Dr. Love is the superior version of this man.
Well, see, the issue is that Paolo actually did go to medical school. Dr. Love went to some conventions. I'm not even kidding. He went to some conventions. He went to Dr. Khan and was like, all right, got what I need to get. Opening up my practice. So he dressed like he was basically doing surgery everywhere, which is crazy. Macchiarini became well known in 2008 when he created a new airway in the throat of a woman named Claudia Castillo, a woman from Barcelona. This was Macchiarini's first big success. And basically what he did was is he used like a donated trachea from someone who had passed away and then like used her DNA, and the whole thing was supposed to work. Like, he put in a new throat and then it wasn't supposed to need like any antibiotics or anything because it would automatically adjust to your body because it's from you. So your body shouldn't reject it. I shouldn't say antibiotics, but I'll say that you didn't need medication to stop it from being rejected like you would from like a kidney transplant or liver transplant or anything else. So it was super popping, right? So this is Macchiarini's first big success. Countless news stories around the world declared it was a medical breakthrough. We now know that wasn't true. And there were serious complications that Castillo and many of Paolo Macchiarini's patients suffered. By 2011, they were like, oh my God, he giving the girls throats. Like, they all gave him throats. You get a throat. You know what I mean? I'm swallowing different. And that's because
that sounds like... That sounds like a verse in WAP. It sounds like, you gave me a new throat. He's so... He gave me a new throat. Replaced my little dangly thing back there. Gave me a new throat.
He bought me a tote. He gave me a new throat. Like, let me try to do my main look. He bought me a tote. I gave him new throat. Yes, 11. You don't even have to get that old throat, girls. Get that new throat.
New throat.
So he was giving the girls new throats. And then they realized shortly, like much later, that the throats weren't as popping as we thought.
Oh, no.
But by 2011, he was working in Sweden with one of the world's most prestigious medical universities. And it was there that he reinvented his technique. So he was like, I'm going to give y'all a new throat. Okay, we're gonna get it together. This landed Macchiarini on the front page of the New York Times. Macchiarini's medical discoveries, regenerating windpipes, caught the attention of NBC, and they set out to make a documentary about him. So this was about to be his own tiny hands. It was going to be tiny throats. So during the production of A Leap of Faith, he met Benita Alexander, a producer for NBC News. Benita has worked with NBC's top talent, earned many awards. She's an investigative journalist, which she's the person who's going to be scammed here. So remember, she's an investigative journalist. That's her whole job.
Oh, you hate to hear it. You hate to hear it. Especially from a Benita, an amazing name.
It is. Benita, love it. She had two Emmys, honey. She was out here. So it was during this time that the two became close, and then they started dating. She was soon breaking one of the cardinal rules of journalism. Don't fall in love with the subject of your story.
Mm-hmm. Lois Lane. The only famous journalist I can think of who fell in love with the subject of her story.
Same. Yeah, I agree with you. Or maybe Spider-Man. No, because he was himself when he was taking pictures of himself.
He was taking pictures of himself.
That would be me. I'd fall in love with myself. Like, oh, I'm so fine. So
let me set up this camera.
Yes. At the time, Alexander's first husband was hospitalized with, this is a bummer, sorry guys. He had an aggressive form of brain cancer. And she shared details about his condition, as well as her satisfaction with her second marriage with Paolo, right? So Paolo kind of swooped in. She's supposed to be doing a story about him. She's like, Paolo, how you be making these throats? And he's like, you know, this is what I start with. One neck at a time, you know, like whatever they talking about. And then she's like, Paolo, my husband is dying. And he's like, look, I see people die all the time. I'm a doctor. You know what I mean? Sometimes the throat don't work. Sometimes the throat don't fit. So they bonded over trauma and pain.
Oh.
Yeah, so well, romantical.
So romantic to bond over throats and brain cancer.
Yeah. So, and another person who got to know him through, Paolo, through Benita, compared him to the most interesting man in the world from those Ugh. Dos Equis commercials.
No.
Yes.
No. Yes. That man is not interesting.
Wait, Chelsea, pull up a picture of Paolo Macchiarini. I want Joel to see what he looks like, too, because she said that he looked like George Clooney, and I want to see if you see that.
Oh! Oh! Not at all. Not hot at all.
Even if you squint, you don't see George Clooney.
I mean, if you squint real hard, like halfway blind, like.
Okay, so we'll say George Clowney.
Clowney for sure. He looks like who's George Clooney's best friend who did the voice of Bing Bong? He looks more like that guy.
Ooh, I don't even know who that is. Don't Google it.
Your readers know. Your readers know. They're screaming at their phones right now. They know who
they
I'm
are.
They
hate me so much. I'm the only person with
this
fans.
This guy
who
is
like,
not hot. He must have one hell of a fucking personality, and like you must be really into medical science to get horny for that guy.
I mean, remember he was wearing scrubs everywhere. He rides on a motorcycle, and you know, apparently he seemed like the Dos Equis man.
I don't understand female sexuality. Female heterosexual sexuality. I don't understand it because you're all about like the scrubs and and the medical advancements. And hot to me that you can fix a throat. And it's like you need to be hot and then you can fix a throat. And that's like the cherry on top. But you guys, it's like reverse for you.
It is. I think we've been taught, and my friend Priscilla always says this because I'm from Texas. She was like, what is it about women from Texas and loving to marry ugly men? And I was like, And then I started thinking about all my friends and like going through their Instagrams. And I was like, damn, I got some fine ass friends married to some ugly ass men. Like I'm talking like people who they face look like a thumb, like no neck to be found. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is. I've dated a guy because he had really nice hands.
That is, okay, the patriarchy is a degenerative disease on your brain that has made you...
Have you ever been touched by some nice hands? You would have been
a mark for Paolo, because he got those nice hands. You would have said, give me a new throat.
I would have. I might have let him try out giving a throat to me. Because, he took her on lavish romantic vacations where he paid for everything. By the time...
Yeah, with a face like that, you're going to need more than a sandals to get in my pants, okay? I'm going to need more than a sandals resort.
He was taking her to Michelin star restaurants. Come on now. Like, he was giving her...
He looks like the Michelin man.
Damn, Joel. Damn. Well, I can't even say anything.
I'm so sad because I pictured him, like, with a name like Paolo and a back, and you picture, like... I don't know. You just picture someone hotter when you hear the name Paolo.
I know. I know a Paolo, and I got teased a lot because he's like a super beautiful friend of mine. And they were like, yes. Were you flirting with him? And I was like, y'all stay out of my business. So, but yeah, so Paolos usually are hotter. I do agree with you on that.
This man looks like a Fred.
He does. He looks like an Arnold. Arnolds out there. Sorry to this Arnold. So by the time the program aired in mid-2014, the couple were planning their marriage. So she didn't wrote the article about him. She was like, he's doing the throats. He's popping. He's also doing me and my throat every night. And it aired on NBC. And now they're planning a wedding, right? So they were taking trips to the Bahamas, Turkey, Mexico, Greece, Italy, you name it, all over the world. And they went on shopping sprees. They went to, like, you know, like we talked about before, all the poppin' restaurants. And when Macarini informed Alexander during a dinner cruise later that summer that his divorce had finally come through, he gave her an engagement ring. So.
Okay. And I bet it wasn't one of those tiny little chips.
No, it wasn't chip a rings. Chip. It wasn't a chip ring. But here's my thing is, like, I've talked about this in L.A. I was like, dating in L.A., like, if you want to find a good man, it's like parking. Like, you're never going to just see an empty spot. You got to wait till somebody backing mm-mm. out and then be like, you leaving? You mm-hmm. leaving? Let me get in there. Let me get in there to that man.
Circle the block, circle the block, circle the block.
You see somebody walking to their car and you like, you leaving? Yeah. And then you back up and then you get in their spot.
And then sometimes that doesn't even happen, and you just call it, and you go home, and you call an Uber back to where you were supposed to go.
Right, that's and you just got to walk, and we just call that hooking
settle
up.
Settle for a bird scooter.
That's all I do in L.A. is ride bird scooters. It's trash. I'm tired of these bird scooter-ass men. But that's interesting because he literally was getting out of a divorce, like getting out of a marriage, and then was like, okay, this marriage, our ink is dried. Ring for you. Like, didn't you just, you don't want to, no breaks.
No breaks.
Hiatus. Okay.
From one throat to the next.
From one throat to the next. So, the wedding. After his proposal, he told Alexander that he could not stick around for New Year's because he was on call for an emergency VIP surgery. That's not the surgery that I want to have, is VIP. I want to have, like, the Kim Jong-un surgeries where it's like, if I die, you know you dying too. Like, I want...
Yes.
I need you to have the pressure to be so high. Like, you better get there, cut me good. You better not play. So he claimed to be a part of a highly classified group of doctors from around the world who catered to the world's VIP. Over time, he revealed that he had operated on Bill and Hillary Clinton, the Emperor of Aikido, Japan, and President Obama. He was cutting on Barry. Okay.
Well, it looks like a lot of struggling with their throats. A lot of powerful people struggling with throat problems.
I mean, Barack Obama's got that nice throat, too. The way he was singing and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's one of my life regrets is I'll never be able to have sex with him because I respect their family.
Hey, don't say never. I believe in you. I believe in that. I believe that could happen for you.
I think about it a lot. I get disappointed. But so the way
you don't, they could have a Will and Jada sort of setup. You know?
An entanglement? Ooh.
Yeah, entanglement.
Okay, you're right. If they had
Michelle take you to her red table.
You're right. If they had an entanglement, then I would dip a toe. Yeah. I would have to dip a toe in the entanglement. Thank you.
Would you
thank
be comfortable with Michelle watching?
Absolutely. I would love correcting to perform for a queen.
Yes.
I would be super professional, come in like, hey, where's my mark here?
Okay. Wash my hands. Everything's good. Okay.
Right?
Let's
great.
Go.
Oh, God. I'm getting canceled. Michelle Obama got a podcast now. Michelle, we playing over here. We playing, sis. Still let me on the podcast sometime, okay? I'm trying to become, too. Every black girl I know got becoming in her room or on her bookshelf. I got it too. I don't know why. It's like every black mama, when it came out that Christmas, was like, here you go, baby, become. I was like, okay, thanks, mom. I will become.
So the wedding, you became.
I became. So the wedding was supposed to be extravagant. The guest list included the Obamas. Of course, he was cutting on their throats. The Clintons, Vladimir Putin, Andre Bocelli was supposed to sing at the ceremony. And of course, Pope Francis would officiate the wedding at his palace, because why not?
Wow. 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 At what point is Bonita like, okay, this has escalated a little. Like, at a certain point, you get one of those. You get one of those. And certainly not the Pope. Who's, you think the Pope is officiating weddings? That is crazy.
I don't know what he's doing at the Vatican all day. I'm sure if you gave a sizable donation, perhaps he would come and put
They're
some...
They're sitting on a city full of gold. The man does not need to do...
Okay, fair. Fair. Are sitting on a city full of gold. Okay, you're right. So these coins wouldn't mean nothing. You don't think he would come by and just blow some smoke from that little...
No, did you see
bag?
How he reacted to that woman who tried to touch him?
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to somebody's wedding?
You're right. Okay, so she really should have known at that point. But he was saying that he was cutting on the Pope's throat. He said he was all up in the throat, the jugular of the Pope. So she thought he might come. So
as
the big day
guy.
Approached, Alexander saw these plans unravel. So I want to put in some details here that'll really make sense to this. So she had four dresses. She had a guy who designed the dresses personally, who was so hyped because he thought this was his moment. Like, all those designers who got called to be in Beyonce's Blackest King, like, this was his Blackest King. He was like, I'm about to see the Pope, is about to see my gowns.
Bonita is queen.
He was about to do Bonita is Queen, and he was hype. So I feel so bad for this guy. His name is Matthew. I'm sorry, Matthew. And then also another fun detail about this was like, so Bonita was like, damn, I'm about to have a wedding with the Pope at it and whatnot. I need to have dancing invitations. So she takes it upon herself to spend $10,000.
Oh, my God.
On just invitations. That are leather bound, embossed, like heavy in the hand, just like fancy invitations.
What do people think? Like, when I get a wedding invitation, how would I put that on my fridge? That's like how.
Well, this ain't a fridge invitation, boo boo. This is a paperweight. This is a foyer table. You know what I mean? Like, this is expensive.
It needs to be, like, functional. It needs to be, like, a literal, like, something I would use. Like, an anal douche. Like, give me something that I can functionally use and use again.
The invitations to my wedding Bonita. Are a butt plug. You can literally shove my wedding up your ass. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting because it is very wasteful. But this was like a very extravagant thing. And everyone was buying these tickets, these non-refundable tickets to Italy, because they were like, oh, Obama's going to be there. Like, the girls are coming. So
it would be amazing if you showed up to that wedding after getting a leather-bound invitation and they're like, cash bar. Cash bar. Sorry.
That's
we spent it all on the invites.
Knocking shit over, okay? I dare you. I used to work cash bars back when I did cater waiting, and I would always pour real, real heavy because I felt bad for them.
Yeah. What the whole point of a wedding is to give your friends free booze for one night. That's
right.
All they want.
And they give you gifts in return, so it's fair.
Quid pro quo.
Exactly.
Quid pro quo.
You know what I also think is like, if the wedding doesn't last, isn't there like a rule, like if it doesn't last like 3 months or something, you got to give all the gifts back or a year?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was like a full on, because that's a scam.
Can you Google the wedding etiquette of when you have to give the gifts back? Because there's definitely a certain point where it's like, if you don't last till this long, you got to give the gifts back. So I feel like I would just stay with somebody at least that long.
Yeah. And then you split the gifts. You and I should get married.
We should.
That's what we should do. We should get married. We should just decide. We should go to the Target website, register for the things that we need in our life, and just stay married for however long.
Right. And I want people to be like, why is there two blenders on the registration? Because
so
y'all
whether
gonna
it's
live
a
together.
Week, if you, according to Emily Post, you don't got to give them back.
Really? Who is she?
She is like the etiquette person.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I would love to have authority in something just like random like that. Like I just make stuff up. That would be great.
I didn't know Emily Post was a real person. I thought she was like a title, like Dear Abby.
Right. So Emily said you don't got to give them back.
Yeah, Emily said it. And if Emily said it, then...
Well, then we could just... We don't even have to get married. We can just, like, say we're getting married, make a registry. People be like, this is bizarre. Y'all have two NutriBlenders on here. Like, what we both like to blend at the same time, but in the same house, for sure.
His and hers. His and hers. While we live in a gendered binary society. Sorry. Yeah, if you want... Blend. If you don't want to get us two blenders, then change the way society views gender, okay?
Thank you. Yes, we did his and hers everything. And then we could just not get married. We could just do a ceremony on Zoom, and then nobody's going to know if it's
real. Yeah, because
really
of the pandemic. Real. Talk about a COVID scam. That's the scam.
That's the scam everybody needs.
Sorry,
to do
we
it.
Can't have a wedding, but we still need shit.
We were planning on getting your shit, though. We will send you all individual little baby Tito's vodka so that you can have a drink at home. That's classy. Mm-hmm. That's class. Mm-hmm. So... the whole reason that the scam falls apart is because Benita starts, like, 6 months, the wedding's supposed to be happening. At the six-month mark, he sends her six long-stem roses. Isn't like, the countdown begins, boo. We about to get married. So she's looking into what, like, where the ceremony's going to be and everything that's going to happen, and realizes that the Pope's schedule says that he will not be in Barcelona. The Pope's schedule says that he will not be at his home during the time that they are getting married. So she's like, wait a minute.
This woman is an investigative journalist.
I know. But listen, she was on Emmy her second winning. Marriage. One of them died. She got a
she
kid.
She was going through it. She
her
was
friend
going
said
it.
She takes care of everybody but herself. So she finally found this man who was whisking her off. Maybe he was dicking her down. He must have been.
Yeah, he must. You know, sometimes you get the dick so good that it makes you stupid.
Right?
It really does. You get fucked so hard your brain rattles and then you just can't think straight.
And also,
you
like,
start believing the Pope is going to come to your way.
I just want to let y'all know out there, no matter who you're with, what sex, gender, if you'll know you're not having good sex when you start just having so much time to think.
Yeah. you need to have the sex needs to be good enough that you believe the Pope will come and officiate your wedding.
Your wedding.
Like, you don't have time to put two and two together on that one.
Because you're like, I got to go back to fucking. Like, you got to get back to it. So, guys, if you couldn't believe that the Pope would come to your wedding, you need to break up with whoever you're with.
Yep. Rule of thumb.
Rule of thumb.
Emily Post says so.
And we believe everything that Emily Post says. So she now gets into her, like, her journalism. She puts her journalism hat back on, her investigative journalism hat back on. And now she's like spy versus spy in this bitch. So she hires a private investigator, discovers that Macarini was still married to his wife of 30 years.
No.
But Benita wanted to find out more. So she made a trip to Paolo's home in Barcelona because, remember, they all had these flights booked to Italy already for this wedding. So to her homegirl, she was like, y'all flights are not refundable anyway, so y'all trying to go pull up? Say, if you can't go to Barcelona, where the hell can you go?
Mm-hmm.
And so they pulled up to Barcelona, and Benita was in the car wearing a blonde wig. And I was just like, yes, espionage.
Oh, my God, to invest in a wig. That she is serious. This is journalism.
I want to think about her, like, going to the store, like, yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm, the blonde one.
Yes. Oh, her name's Susan. Okay. So Benita puts on her Susan wig, and they go to the house, and they find out that there's already another blonde woman who's in the house when they pull up, who's not even his wife. This is another woman.
My God.
So when he was doing these emergency surgeries, he was really running off to be with other women.
That is crazy. This is like, what's that movie, John Somebody Must Die?
Oh, John Tucker Must Die.
John Tucker Must Die. That's this vibe.
Right, where he was so fine and everybody was having sex with him, and then they just had to, like, make a coup. I'm just like, maybe I just need to all be sister girlfriends. You know,
the other woman, yeah, that movie
sometimes
too.
You just got to live with it, you know? Mm-hmm. That's okay. So And you know what? That's something that we don't accept anymore as millennials. But back in the day, you know, a man used to have multiple families on the same block. And now, you know, I feel like everybody should be able to do that. Women too.
Yeah. Absolutely. Somebody on the East Coast, some city just like legalized polyamory. Like ratified. Really? Yeah. I can't remember who. But
I don't know
it's
why
not
we're
important.
So
Maybe
against
don't look
it. It's not, you know, it doesn't harm you if people want to have lots of wives. Yeah, exactly. It could be fun. As long as it's not like there's a cult.
Everybody should know about it, though.
Yeah, everyone should know, and everybody should be enthusiastically participating. Yes. But so the deceit was so wild that researchers have labeled Macchiarini as a psychopath. Wow.
Yeah, I'm on board for that.
His diagnosis at a distance says that Macchiarini is the extreme form of a con man. He's clearly bright and has accomplishments, but he can't contain himself. There's a void in his personality that wants to be filled by conning more and more people. Obviously, because what's the end goal here? Like, when everybody flies to Italy, he said that he had a castle for them to stay in. He was said that she was going to ride in a horse and carriage that would be her and the Pope.
Again, Benita, take Benita. A step back.
Benita's Girl, about to be in the Pope mobile.
Hear what he is saying to you. Hear what he is saying. Did he say that there was going to be a Pegasus that would fly her down the aisle, too?
He
that
did
is
say
about
there was
going to
be horses. So you're not far.
Oh,
so this left like a really burning question in the air, which is like, if Macchiarini is a pathological liar, then what about them throat surgeries?
Yes, that's literally was going to be my question.
So
what about the throats?
What about them throats? So Macchiarini gave his regenerating windpipes to 17 or more patients worldwide. And this is so sad, y'all. I'm so sorry. But most of them have died. So, and I'm sorry, we don't do sad shit. I do not love Paolo. You see, we've spent most of our time talking about Benita. Paolo's on some fuck shit. And unfortunately, when he was...
Is he in jail? Is he dead?
No, because he was doing this shit and it was like, oops. Like, you know what I mean? I don't think
you can just oops. You can just oops that? That's an oops situation? 17 people dead is just an oops situation?
Faced with a public relations disaster, the institute where Macchiarini worked immediately promised to investigate the allegations, but then within days suddenly announced that his contract would not be extended. So questions arose to how he even made it as far as he did in the medical field, because like, duh, like the fuck? And Macchiarini's fame had won him well-placed backers. This include Harriet Wahlberg, who was the vice chancellor of the Karolinska Institute in 2010. She pushed through his appointment despite the fact that he has some very negative references and dubious claims on his resume. At the institute in Sweden, he could do whatever he wanted, which is probably why a lot of this shit happened. In the first couple of years there, he put plastic airways into 3 patients. Since this was like radically new, Macchiarini and his colleagues should have tested it on animals first, but they did not, which is crazy that they didn't. Anyway, he was just out here doing crime time. And he did actually have some charges brought up against him for some of these wrongful death suits, and he received a 16-month prison sentence for forging documents and abuse of office. So he didn't actually go to jail. He's not in jail anymore, but he didn't go to jail for malpractice, but he did go to jail for forging documents and abuse of office.
I hate that. He should be in jail for murder.
Right, and he's also crazy. Like this is
crazy for, and I don't want to harp too, because like people are dead, so this is serious. But he's not even hot. Like, no. How did he get away with it? It's crazy. It at least would have made sense if he were like devastatingly attractive, and white, you know.
Right.
But he is just white and average. Like, he looks bad. He looks.
He was charismatic. He had charisma. I mean, he had an investigative
journalist. I hate how far a personality goes for straight people. I really do.
You don't think it's the same all over?
No, I really don't. I don't think gay people are shallow. Gay people are shallow. People.
You did not hear that from me. Look, I'm bi, and I am very deep.
Oh, I mean, gay women aren't. Gay women and queer women in general, and queer non-binary people, I don't think are shallow. I think gay cis men, very shallow. And I'm speaking for the entire community. Everyone backs me up. Every gay man backs me up on this. Every gay man listening is not screaming at their phone that I'm misrepresenting them. No. They're all saying, they're nodding their heads yes. They're saying, yes, Joel is not being hyperbolic. He's being truthful. He's being absolutely 100% truthful. He speaks for all of us when he says gay cis men are shallow.
I wish that I was
JK,
more shallow.
We're not all shallow.
I know.
I'm shallow.
We know that you're joking. But I guess I wish I was more shallow. Because sometimes I end up with guys and I'm like, ugh. The hot guys I don't stay with because a lot of times they're dumb. Like, I met this one guy, and when I tell you he was so fucking beautiful, like, he was a model. He was really into me, but he was so stupid. Like, he literally thought Atlanta was a state, and I'm not even joking. Like, he was completely serious. And I was like, God, why can't I just, like, lay next to this hot man forever? But I wanted to blow my brains out. I also dated a guy once because we had the same name.
Oh. Interesting. And how did that go? How did that go with Boy Lacey?
Look, it's already too specific. You guys are going to find out. But he was hot, but he was like kind of crazy. So no, but.
Not Paolo crazy though. Not replacing.
No,
he
didn't have. No, he didn't go around doing murders to people under the guise of science and marrying lots of women. No. He didn't go that far, but he was pretty nuts.
Do we know what happened to Bonita / Paolo today?
So Bonita's fine. She's she's good.
Will she ever be okay though? That's the thing. Will she ever be really okay after this?
She still believes in love.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would bounce back from this, from the Pope.
I don't know. I feel like you have to enjoy the ride. Like, she did get to go to all these nice restaurants. He flew her out. She got flued out a lot.
I'm sure she got that big old ring that had a really high resale value.
Yeah, if it was real. Because, child, who knows with this man. But yeah. I'm sure Bonita got it. See, I'm calling her Bonita now because I wanted to make her name sound black. But I'm sure Bonita. I'm sure she got it appraised. She's doing just fine. She's great. Good. And she's cute. She'll be fine.
Yeah.
But all right, guys, we will be back for the end of the show after some non-scam advertisements.
Robbery!
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
And fraud!
All right, guys, and we're back. And this is the saddest part of the show because this is where I have to let Joel go.
I'm sorry. I feel like I talk too much.
No, you're wonderful. Like, okay. This is wonderful. This is just Scammer of the Week. So we'll just talk about a charlatan who's worthy of our praise or not. Sometimes I think they are, and then I get to the brass tacks, and I'm like, no, I hate you. But I think I like this girl. This is Vermita Miller, which, like, honestly, she could be my cousin. She
Vermita.
Claimed to
that is a,
Vermita.
An amazing name. That makes me
and
hungry.
It's spelled Vermy. Tytya. And I want to take a guess and say that this is like the combination of two people's names in the family or something, because it just doesn't.
Two grandmas, yeah.
Yeah, Vermita. Anyways, she claimed to be injured so badly that she had to call off her wedding reception, but authorities say it was actually a scheme to commit fraud through a popular wedding website, The Knot.
Okay.
So I've heard about The Knot because the girls like that website. In October 2016, Vermita, a Santa Clarita native, shout out to Cali, used the website to book a wedding reception at the Galleria Ballroom in Glendale, California, with a $10,000 event cancellation insurance policy. But soon afterwards, Miller says she tripped on her wedding dress, injuring herself so severely that she had to cancel the reception. Authorities said Miller filed an insurance claim using falsified medical reports and received a $10,000 check.
Snaps.
Yes. Snaps for that. About 5 weeks later, Miller emailed the insurer saying that her check was stolen. Now,
this is what we like to call gilding the lily, Vermita. You could have stopped while you were ahead. You Girl. Got your $10,000. You got your $10,000 for your fake ass trip over your dress story. Keep going.
You got $10,000. You didn't have to work at all for me to. Why you gonna call and say the check was stolen? So she sent over a copy of a police report she had apparently filed with the police department for the stolen check. When the insurance company received the claim to the Department of Insurance for Investigations, detectives found the report was for an incident that took place years earlier and that the medical records had been falsified. A spokeswoman with the Knot said the website collaborated with the insurance company in 2016 to offer their event cancellation insurance products to couples who use the Knot venue for booking service to help booking their wedding venue. But they stopped offering insurance coverage in 2017. Now, what's crazy is if there was insurance coverage right now during COVID,
oof,
these insurance Game companies over. Would be bankrupt. Yeah, everybody would have been like, "We can't get married."
Game over.
Vermita, you actually got the bag, sis. What the fuck?
I don't think Vermita understands how checks work. If you cash the check. And then you claim the check is stolen. They can very easily check and see if the check was cashed. Like, you can't. That's not how that works.
But if she cashed it, I think she probably cashed it at a check cashing place and let them take that absorbent fee out, thinking like, oh, it's not in my bank account. They'll never know. I did this at Western Union. But y'all, anything that's done at Western Union is probably a crime. You know, that's the first place that the cops go. I wouldn't be shocked if the cops just go to Western Union once a month and be like, can we see their logs? Okay. Yeah. We'll start Googling all of these people.
You walk in, you're marked.
Right. Cameras everywhere. You think it's unsafe to go on Facebook and give them your information. Don't go into Western Union Western and give them Union. Shit. Because you're going to jail. Vermita, you are my scammer of the week because this was an excellent scam. You thought of something so brilliant. You really took advantage of the system. You know, fuck insurance. It's a scam. I'm just really...
And the wedding industry, for that matter, too.
Right. Because as soon as you put wedding on a white dress, all of a sudden it's marked up like 500%. Mm-hmm. If you just buy a white dress, it's never as much as a wedding dress. Mm-hmm. It's like, what's the difference, bitch? It's the same material. I do love going to David's Bridal, though. Because Davis Bridal, I'm sure you could find a cute wedding dress in there, but a lot of it's very tragic. Yeah. And it's fun to go in there and just try stuff on and be like, this is so sad.
Well, they're marked up because you got to be a virgin to wear it, Lacey. Everybody knows that. It's more expensive for a virgin. That's why.
Listen, I got a program. If y'all get on my Instagram, y'all probably see my program called Virginity Rocks, where if you send me 2 installments of $20, I will give you your virginity back, and you can be a virgin too, okay?
Signing
Join the
up.
Club. Virgins.
Signing up.
Virginity Rocks.
Give me All that right. V-card. You send them a physical laminated V-card.
That's what I do. Yes, that's yes. what I do. For $40, you can have your virginity back. It's not that hard, guys. Guys, we've reached the end.
No.
And Joel, I have to ask you where you want to be found.
Well, if you want to find me, you can find me at I Hate Joel Kim on all social media platforms. I got in before the haters could. And yeah, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm posting. That's where I'm, you know, spending most of my time during COVID. So
yes,
come and
follow
me.
If you haven't watched Search Party, guys, you have nothing else to do. Binge all of it.
Binge it.
But season
it's so
3
good.
Is my favorite so far. It was so goddamn good. You guys were amazing.
Thank you so much.
And guys, you can find us always at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Snitch on your friends and family. Write in listener letters. And then. Where can you find me? God. Scam Goddess Pod on all platforms. DivaLacy on all platforms if you want to see my shenanigans. All right, congregation. Stay scammy.
Scam Goddess!
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's Cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.